Okay, so going back to Hilchos Shabbos now, as I've been promised, I would like to learn an area of Hilchos Shabbos which we actually discussed a little bit a few months ago, but I'd like to do it now maybe more systematically and more thoroughly. I'm talking about the Melach of Borer. I know we talked about it in the past, but we're learning it now in the Kollel, and it's really a fascinating Melacha. Getting the guidelines straight, and there are numerous applications of it. In fact, the Chavetz Chaim points this out, that he says unfortunately it's a malacha that people are nichshel in frequently because it comes up so commonly, in the course of a regular Shabbos, and it applies both by food items, which is the primary area, but by non-food items as well. And if a person doesn't have all the rules and the applications are really straight, he could be nichshel easily. So I'd like to learn and try to learn it like systematically through the Siman Shulchan Aruch with the Mishnah Berurah, and hopefully we'll learn a lot more about it than we did in the past. We're learning right now in the Kollel, so it's a work in progress with us. But we've gotten into it for a couple of weeks already, so I think we could give it a shot. So let's start with the Mishnah. Talking about the Melach Boris, let's start with the Mishnah Boris Hakdama. First of all, he starts off. Hinei Boris hu echad mitlametes avos malachas shel Shabbos. You should know that Boris is one of the 39 malachas. Meaning, why does he even have to say that? Of course, you look at any list of 39 malachas, you'll see the Boris on the list. But the point is that it's an act which is sometimes seems to be so minor and almost insignificant that you could almost like not give it its proper significance and not realize that it's as severe and as carries the same weight and the same possible consequences of being violating it as any other malacha. You know, for example, I mean, bari. So we'll see that bari can be even with your hand, just simply moving, taking one thing out from a mixture, that one thing that you don't want out of the mixture, and pushing it aside, and that could be mamish nisidaraisa about chiyuv chatas, which many other malachas are a little bit more involved. You have to do a little bit more to be in violation. So he says, no, bari is echem ilamet es malachas. The onus for bar is exactly the same as the onus for any one of the other 39 malachas. To our great misfortune, many people are nichshel in this. So I'll attempt to my best to explain it and lay it out properly so that people can know how to be nizer. B'chal pratel, try to spell it out in all detail. Let's begin with a short hakdama. And the short hakdama, he gives the basic rules that everybody probably knows, but let's go through it. Who ein chal iser bar ben atara ki im be'echa b'shlosha ofanim. It's only considered borer if one does one of the following three ways. Sha'az derech brerehi, kain, b'chol. Because in these three ways are ways that it's typically done during the week, meaning a way that a person typically would select. Borer means selecting, right? It means you have borer is when you have a taruvis, you have a mixture in front of you, and that's one of the finer points in Bara, defining what constitutes a mixture and what doesn't. When are things considered mixed? That you, because if it's not a mixture, if it's not a taruvus to begin with, then you don't have the necessary components to be over Bara. So there has to be a mixture, and the mixture has to be of at least two different minim. Meaning, if it's a mixture, a whole bunch of things mixed together, but things of exactly really the same nature, just different pieces of the same thing, and even though there may be minor differences between them, but the differences are not significant, then it's not a situation of bar either. For example, if you have pieces of food which are they're all the same food, they're all cooked the same manner and all the same taste, etc. Just that some of them are a little bit bigger and some a little bit smaller. For example, pieces of cake. You cut a cake, you made one cake, the whole thing is baked uniformly. It's not like some parts of it, you know, along the edges got burnt, because then already it could be considered tuminim. If you mix the burnt pieces with the non-burnt pieces, that already is a potential for tuminim. But if you have, the cake was baked perfectly, so that it's delicious from one end of the pan to the other, and you cut the cake into pieces of various sizes, some larger pieces, some smaller pieces, and now you have all these pieces set out on a tray, the bigger ones and the smaller ones. So even though they're mixed together, that's not called a taruvus, because it's a taruvus, but it's a taruvus of min echad. The fact that some are bigger and some are smaller doesn't make it a separate min. It's not a separate min. There's no bora. It's interesting that there is a taz that says differently. Is that the taz learns that the shaykh is a bora even with the one min, but as the Mishnah Berurah says, the consensus of the Achronim is not like that, but rather like the Trumas Hadeshin says. Trumas Hadeshin was one of the Rishonim, and he makes this point that it has to be two minim to be the playing ground, even the starting point of Bura. Now, by some things, size will make a difference and will give it the status of a separate min. For example, we mentioned the bar is not just by food, it can be by clothing. So if you have let's say socks, and they're all black socks, except some of them are a size that fits a 4-year-old, and some of them that fits an adult, and they're all mixed together in a taruvus, then that's a taruvus. Then if you would pick out one from another, one particular sock or pair of socks from there, you could potentially be overbore, meaning if you don't follow the necessary rules to make it mutter. But let's say you pick out ones that you don't need, or you pick out ones that you need for later, as we'll see, that's bore. So that would be considered bore, even though they're all the same, they're all socks, and they're all woolen socks, and they're all black woolen socks. But as I said, some of them doesn't fit anybody bigger than the average 4-year-old, and then some of them fit adults, so that's two minim. But by food, typically larger and smaller will not make it into two minim. Okay, so the malachi is, again, the malachi is selecting from this taruvus, from this mixture of two or more minim, selecting one specific thing or a specific item, and that's the starting point for bora. Now, sometimes you're allowed to do that, though. If you're selecting the thing that you want to use, that you need, whether you want to eat it, or you want to wear it, or you want to, you know, use it for some other purpose, and you want to use it right now, not doing it for later on, even later in the day, but for what's defined as immediate use, and that also needs to be clarified what's called immediate, because for example, if you're preparing for a meal, you're not going to eat everything immediately, but preparing for the meal already, there is a gather when you're preparing for the meal, that everything you prepare now for the upcoming meal is considered immediate use. And you're doing it with your hand, you're not using any type of keli to be bor, then it's mutter. That's really called eating, right? When you eat, you often have to be borer. When you eat, your food might be mixed with some things that you don't want. You might have a mixture of food, and you might have a salad on your plate, and you don't like some of the vegetables in the salad. Salad vegetables cut up into small pieces and mixed together, and there are, you know, green peppers and red peppers and tomatoes and cucumbers and carrots and some of the stuff you like, some of the stuff you don't like. So you're allowed to pick what you like, to take what you like, even if you don't use your hand mamish, but you use a fork, just because that's the derech how to eat. You don't normally put your hand into a salad bowl and pick up pieces. You use a fork, so the fork there is just considered an extension of your hand. It's not assisting in the borer. It's just helping you, it's allowing you to take what you want and to eat it. So that's what to do, as long as you're eating now. I'm picking up the piece of cucumber that I want and I'm eating. I'm picking up a tomato. I'm avoiding the peppers because I don't want the peppers. Whereas if I pick up the pepper and move it away. I don't want the peppers, so I'd rather it not be on my plate here. So it's easier to eat the salad if the pieces I don't want. Let's say it's 90% of it I like, and it's just 10% of it I don't like. So I'd really like to clean it out of the 10% I don't like. That's borer. To do that is borer. That's an issur borer, because that's not typically how you eat. That's how you prepare your food. You may prepare your food by taking out the stuff you don't want, but that's not mutter to do on Shabbos.
Is it okay if someone put the thing that he doesn't want back into the mixture?
You mean after he's taking it out now?
Let's say, for example, in the case of like the socks, right? So the person's looking for his socks and it's in the mixture, so pull that up here. This is not mine. Put it back in.
Oh, okay. So there, he's not intentionally picking up what he doesn't want.
He's trying to find his, but he keeps picking up the wrong one.
So just to do it without any, without a knowledge or belief that it's what you want, you can't do.
You cannot.
What you have to do is try to maybe separate it a little, or you could sometimes pick up just the edge of it, and without actually removing it from the mixture, and then you can get a better look at it. Does this look like what I need, or does it not look like what I need? But otherwise, just to pick something up without having any reason to believe it's what you want is you shouldn't be doing.
If you want to give them to your wife, let's say, can you get to do one at a time? You could separate out the peppers on your plate, and then
if she'll,
one time, put them into your wife's plate.
If she's going to eat them right now, you mean? Yeah. Okay, so that's a discussion in Poskim. It's a Shiloh Poskim ask, can I do that? Let's say even one, forget about one at a time, before we get to your Shiloh, one at a time, or 10 at a time. Let's say you just have one. There's one piece of pepper in your salad. You were careful when you scooped it out. You tried to avoid the peppers, and you end up with one pepper. So you say, oh, I'd rather get rid of it here. Your wife likes it. You want to give it to your wife. So that's a Shiloh. Could you do that? Why is that a Shiloh? Because really, I'm doing it to clean out my ochel. I consider my ochel now to be somewhat pogum, right? My ochel has my salad, which I enjoy without peppers, is a little deficient because it has a pepper in it, and I want to get rid of it. So even if I'm giving it to somebody who's willing to eat it, and so from their perspective, it could be ochel, but perhaps that's not good enough because it's really not my ultimate kavanah. My ultimate kavanah is really picking up because I don't want it rather than she does want it.
You could be boiled for other people, sure.
I mean, let's say you're preparing a salad, for example, for somebody else, and they say
let's say
there's a whole mixture of whatever it is, and you want to prepare a portion for someone. It says, please don't avoid this. Just give me this. There's a chunk. Just give me some potatoes, or skip the potatoes. Just scoop out the beans and the meat, and avoid the potatoes. For someone else, you're allowed to do that. According to Tosis, the Gemara says in Daf Ayin Dalad, boru v'ochel and boru meniach. So Tosis says the boru meniach means lacherim, that you're allowed to, just like I'm allowed to be boru for myself, I can be boru for that person too. That, maybe what you're thinking of, there's a shaila by certain things where it's questionable whether something is considered psolus or not. Some people view it as psolus, some people don't. So then sometimes it gets to a question of could I do it if it does depend on who's being borrowed, but we'll get to that. Let's say the socks. You want to pick out a pair of socks from this jumble of socks. Pick out a pair of socks for your child. You're allowed to do that. Okay, but the question is here when I'm picking it out for my wife, but really only as I have an ulterior motive. I'm only giving it to my wife to try to make it into ochel. It's really psolus. I don't like it. I don't want it. And it really, my goal is to have a pepper-free salad. And so I came up with an eight, so that, oh, okay, my wife likes peppers, and she'll eat it now, so I'll give it to her, but to her socha. So the Prima Gadim has a shayla about whether you're allowed to do that. Lamaisa, it's brought in the Shmir Shabbos that Rosh Hashanah on Arbach Paschim, that is mutter to do. And I think Rosh will come and ask you also in a sefer, just give me 1 second, say it is mutter to do that. As long as they will eat it right now, then we will view it as we do view it as ochel. Where it's not so pashut is when it's something which is real psoles. It's something that's really not edible for human beings, but it's edible for an animal. So the halacha is the bir halacha brings, and as do other, the Das Torah brings from a Tosefta, and others bring, you're allowed to even be borrowed for an animal. Let's say you have an animal that you need to feed on Shabbos, you're allowed to feed your own animals, or animals that, you know, need human assistance, you're allowed to feed. So if there's a mixture of stuff and you need to take out from this mixture for the animal, you're allowed to be borrowed to feed the animal right now as well. So there, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, though, it's a pashas, you can't. If you have real psoles in your mixed with your food, something which is not really suitable for human beings, and you want to take it out, and you say, "Oh, I'll take it out, I'll give it to the dog or the horse right now, and they'll eat it," that, he says, you should not do, because there, where it's mamish psoles, so we do view it as being miyapa your ochel by removing the psoles. But if you're giving it to a person, human being, who will eat it, then you could. So, given that's the halacha, so your question is, could you take out all the 10 peppers? And so, lechar, you can. If she's eating now and she's going to eat them, not maybe right one after the other, but she's going to, you're sitting down to this suda together, and you're preparing, you make a portion of salad for yourself, and then you want to make a portion of salad for her, which includes, or which consists solely of your 10 peppers that you don't want, as long as she's eating them at this sitting, lechar, you should be able to do that.
So with the small kids, that sometimes it's hard to explain them about borer, like to a 2-year-old girl, you tell her, you know, you're doing borer, you can't take the onions out of the meat, out of the food. Shabbat, she does not understand. So if she does borer, can I take the onions that she...
If she took them out already?
Yes.
Yeah, once she took them out, and if they're separate already, for sure you can take them, right? Yeah, you don't have to worry about a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old who doesn't understand.
When is the age to start worrying?
Well, with the old mitzvahs, at the age that they have some degree of havana. But when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos specifically, there's when a child is a bar havana, they comprehend, they understand, it could be explained to them not to do that. Then, especially if they can understand some concept of Shabbos, that, I mean, they don't, you know.
Like they grab it, like they don't turn on lights, and they're easier to explain, but separate food, it's like more complicated.
Fine, and if they're, that's fine. If they're too young to grasp that, then there's no responsibility to it. But if they took it out already, and as a little child without any comprehension, and that's not separate, then you could take it. That's even if you want to take it and just throw it out, or take it and put it back into the fridge or something. If you want to take it and eat it, you could always do that. I mean, you could take an onion out of her plate and eat it. But even if you want to take it out and just leave it and put it back in the fridge, so once it's been separated by the child, that's okay. Okay, so it has. So again, so it we're dealing with this mixture, and from the mixture you're taking, you're selecting from the mixture. Okay, so now the question is, when are you allowed to select, and it won't be called bara, and when is it called bara? So it says, so here the Mishnah Berurah says as follows: Ein chol isra bara min haTorah ki emeichem shloshah afanim shaz derech bara b'chol. No, aleph im bara psoles min haOichel. If the person picks out psoles from Oichel, he takes psoles, meaning that which, well, literal psoles is something which is not fit to be eaten. Then afilu bara biyado, even if he uses his hands, v'daito lechol miyad, and he's doing it in order to eat the ochel immediately. Gam kein chayav. Chayav means it's isra daraisa. Shezehu derech brera b'chol, liver ha-psoles min ha-ochel. That's the way it's done during the week, to take the psoles out of the ochel. Now, he does mention here in the Shaar HaTzion that which he's saying is true according to Rov Poskim, but not all Poskim. And he alludes to something which he says later in the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha later in Sif Dalid quotes over from the Birke Yosef, who says that there are shitas that hold, let's find the words here, uh, Yeah, this is the lashon of the Berlacha. He's talking about a certain specific case, and in this case, he says v'yesh letzaref. In this particular case that he's discussing later on Sif Dalet, we could bring in and throw into the mix some Rishonim Shehuvu Bebirka Yosef Shesovrin de la Alter Mutter, that if you're eating the food right away, it's Mutter Af Psolas Mitoch Ochel, even to pull the Psolas out of the Ochel, as long as you're eating the Ochel right away. There's an opinion in Rishonim, which is different than we're brought up on, but there's an opinion in Rishonim that it's mutter even if you take the bad out of the good. And he says, after Rabim Heim Ha'osrim, Ukanal, even though there are many Rishonim that don't agree with this, and they ask you this, and that's why you're taught, that's what we're taught in the, from the early on, we're taught that you can't take the psalms out of the ochel even if you want to eat the ochel right away. Because Rabim Heim Ha'osrim, the Shekhar doesn't paskin like them. Come in this particular case, he wants to say there's room to, since there are many other svaras to be matter, whatever it is he's talking about over here, so we can throw into the, when we're trying to build a case to be matter, we can throw in that, well, come according to the Shekhar Shanim anyway, you're allowed to take psalas out of ochel for mini Jews. Okay, but that's what he alludes to here when he tells us that, when he's telling us here as a rule. Even if you take psalas on ochel, even if you're eating the ochel right away, it's usher, it's chayev. He's saying it's the rov, quite the rov deis. It's quite the majority of poskim, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. So for all intents and purposes, that's the halacha lemaisa. You can't take bad from good, even if you're going to eat the good immediately. Okay, that's number one. Number two, beis imhu bora bekeli shederech livurba. If he's bora with a keli which is the derech to be borah with, which typically borah is done with, kagon benapa v'kavara. These are forms of strainers or sieves, sifting devices. Like you picture a spaghetti strainer, right? That you cook the spaghetti and then cook spit in water and then you pour it into the strainer so that it holds back the spaghetti or the pasta and it lets the water through. That's mamisha kli, which is Yuchad Labarah, and if you use that Chayiv, Afilu Bar Ha'ochel and Apsalis, even if you're selecting the Ochel from the Apsalis, Vedaito Lechel Miyad, and you're going to eat it right away. Shekein Derech Habarah, Bekeli, Pahmu Bar Ha'ochel and Apsalis. So when a person is borer, during the week, sometimes when he uses the keli, sometimes he's borer the food from the not good stuff. Kagon shenikvei hakabara dakin. For example, let's say you have a strainer where the nekavim, the holes are very fine, very small. The ha'ochel hugas, and the food is large, and therefore the not wanted stuff falls through the holes. Well, like this case with liquid, right? With a spaghetti strainer, the liquid falls through the holes and the spaghetti gets left behind. So the Mishnah Berurah calls that you're being borer the ochel from the psolas, right? You're letting the psolas fall through and go be removed, and you're retaining the ochel. That's called ochel from psolas, but the problem is you use the keli. Sometimes when you use a borer device, you do it the other way and you let the food go through, you let the ochel go through, and you catch the psalas, so you borrow the psalas from the ochel. So either way, you're chayiv if you use a keli.
For babies that can't chew yet, it's like a netted, looks like a netting on top of like a ring, and you put it like a piece of watermelon in there. So they won't choke on it, and they kind of chew on this netted utensil with the fruit inside. So only the juice is passing through. Uh-huh. Is that okay on Shabbos?
Okay. So the child is like biting on the net, mm-hmm. bites, and he gets
the juice from the.
That's very interesting. From the fruit. Question, is that a kli for bora, that it holds the food back because the food is dangerous for the child and it lets the juice through? Is that a kli for bora? I don't think I've seen such a thing, but
And they also have a plastic resin where it's a very squishy kind of rubberized, thin rubberized material with little holes in it. Also, you put the fruit in and they kind of chew on it and then juice goes through the holes. But it stops the actual piece from being swallowed.
I mean, on the spot, it sounds like that could be a real issue on Shabbos, because maybe you're not doing it, but you're setting the child up for it, right? You're giving it to the child that way to eat, and you're setting him up to be borer. He's borer with his mouth, but it's not really with his mouth. I mean, he's using the
is there two minim?
Well, if you. Yeah, it's all. Squeezing juice out of a fruit is really a different malacha. Usually, it's usually the malacha of dash, which is in some ways similar to borer, and there is some overlap between dash and borer. There is a possibility of a squeezing. You could have one food which could be broken into different components, and if you consider to mean him. So if he's getting the juice out in the food itself, the solid.
The baby itself in the mouth is gone. No, the adults are squeezing it. The baby.
So
he's doing the burp in the mouth.
But he's taking what he wants and leaving
he's
out what he doesn't want.
In the mouth, the burr is being dumped in the mouth. It's not going outside the mouth. The burr is happening because he's sucking on it, but it's dumped in the mouth.
Well, the straining's being done in the mouth, right? Well, if you call it straining, it's being
done. Yeah. So he's the baby's sucking on this bag.
With sucking.
By sucking on it, that's what he's doing. The burr in his mouth.
I hear. Well, let's see. I mean, it's true that an adult bites into a piece of watermelon has seeds in it. Once it's in your mouth, you're allowed to pick out the seeds or spit out the seeds. Or if you're eating fish with bones, and you're allowed to take the bones out of your mouth. The child puts the netting in their mouth. Mm-hmm. It goes in their mouth with the. As if they're trying to bite on the watermelon, but right. But they can't bite it off because of the net. It holds back the watermelon.
Well, they bite the actual piece, but they can't swallow the piece.
It won't get past the net, right? That's a very good question. I don't know. Is that
a cantaloupe or something? Where there's no, there's no seeds in it anyway. It's not. Nothing's being held back except that it's a large piece that you can't get through.
The flesh of the fruit is being held back, and the juice, the juice going through. But so saying the question is as the Krishna is saying, is it okay because it's being done in the mouth? That it's just.
That's the only way out of getting out the juice.
Okay,
and it's in the mouth.
So is that for sure a matter? The fact that it's in the mouth.
How are they getting out?
It's almost like if you think about the netting, you can think of the netting as like hundreds of little straws that it's sucking it through.
But it's a cleavage strings. It's an actual
cleavage. Right. It's in a straw, right? It's the straw just, you suck up the juice, but not holding back the anything else. Here it's holding back, right? The net is holding back because they're actually trying to bite, and they are biting, and you're saying, but they're not getting. Not able to get the flesh of the fruit into the mouth because of the net, so it really is detaining the fruit.
It's kind of a little bit like if you stuck a straw into a piece of fruit. I mean, you're only going to get the juice. The big piece of fruit isn't going to get sucked through the straw because it's too big. Kind of like, just like it won't get sucked through the netting because it's too big. It's kind of like that. It's kind of like if you think of the netting as like hundreds of little teeny straws that it's being sucked through.
I would think the only way they can get by chewing on it in the mouth, that's the only way how they get it squeezed out the juice.
So why do you feel that makes a mutter though? Why?
The whole squeezing get out that juice is not in the mouth.
Okay,
it's
but I'm saying, but
it's not doing outside the mouth.
But so why? Okay, but I'm saying, so why does that automatically make a mutter? That's I hear what you're saying, but why is that automatically? So it's done in the mouth. So Is that a rule that if you put a borer keli into your mouth and it's borer?
Like, you can put all the socks in your mouth.
When you're cleaning the fish, you're not taking the bone out before. You're putting the fish in, and then once you have that fish in your mouth, there's a bone. You're pulling out that bone. It's in your mouth. This is just like that's the process for that.
Except here, but here there's a keli that's doing it for you. There's a keli that's holding back the.
Right.
Okay, so I don't know if
the net is the keli.
Right, so I don't know if just because it's in your mouth, does that make it automatically mutter? If a person would put a strainer in their mouth and then pour in some, you know.
No, then they're doing the pula.
So yeah, they're doing the pula with their mouth. I mean, they're also doing a pula, they're just doing it with their mouth.
So the fact is because they're chewing on it, it's their mouth that the problem is it's a strain.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to set. You don't have to worry about if they do it, but you can't set them up. Like you can't give a baby something to do an isser with. If you give a baby food and they're borrowed, I don't think you know they're allowed to eat on Shabbos. But if you give them a keli, you can't give a baby hand them a magic marker or something so he can color with it. If he does, he does. But you don't have to. You can't. You're not allowed to be machal b'yadayim. So that's why that's the question. Is this considered being like setting up? So shayla, I mean, at least not really a real shayla halacha, but there's discussion in the poskim how are we allowed to have an infant even nurse, because nursing or extracting milk but even without a chabur, it's dash. It's a milk of dash. Just like milking a cow is dash. So extracting milk from a human being is also dash. So it's not a shayla lalacha. Is it mutter or not? But it's a discussion in the pesukim. Why is it mutter? Like why isn't when the mother takes the baby and sets the baby up to suck the milk out? Why is that not an isser of being safi biyadayim? Or maybe the answer is it is, but the baby's life depends on it, so therefore it's mutter. Maybe that's the answer, but then there are other answers, because you can only get a pachas mishir. The baby's only able to suck out very small amounts at a time, so it's never a full shear. And there are other nekudas that the poskim say, but lechatchila, you can't set a baby up to the answer. Okay, so I have to. I don't think I've ever seen this thing.
I'll bring in the two devices I have.
Okay.
Because it was when it comes up, we think about it on Shabbos.
Okay, maybe we'll bring up the Shiloh tomorrow at the cuddle. Okay, very good. Okay, so that's number two. And then the Berlacha says at the end of number two, the Mishmar, Vim hu bora bekele shei derech liverba pat rav alasar. Sometimes they can be borrowed with a keli, which is not really a typical borer keli. It's not used typically or conventionally for borer, but it still facilitates the borer. Not I don't mean like the fork, which is the extension of your hand, that's mutter, but something like a cone, which it's narrow at one end and wide at the other end, and you put the stuff into the wide end, and the solids can get stuck behind, and the ochel will come out the other end. So that's considered a drabanan form of borim. So it's borim b'keli mid-drabanan, and it's patra b'lasur. And number three, afilu hu borim ochel min apsor l'asaviyado, even if the person is taking the good from the bad, the food from the non-food, and he's doing it with his hand, ach shedaito lechol l'ach hazman, but he's not planning on eating right now, chayiv. He is chayiv. Now, one thing I want to point out is that we're talking, we're using the words ochel and psalas, right? Ochel and psalas mean the food and the non-edible matter. But the Bir Halacha clarifies that it's not just when it's non-edible. It's like some of the examples we gave before. We've already touched on that. But he brings, the Bir Halacha brings a prima godim that really has a shail about this. Yeah, it says Hine Aprima Godim is stopping. Dimbira min echa michavero, v'daita lohaniach shnei amalachazman mishayach bezebreira. Let's say you have two minim mixed together, and you separate them. and you can you're not eating anything now. You can eat them both later. They're both suitable for to be eaten, and you're going to eat them, but later. You're not preparing for the meal now. You can eat them in a couple of hours from now, and you just separate them now. So he has a shaila. Is that an issur brera? Dehei ochel, dehei psolas. Bora is when you separate ochel from psolas. So you take psolas from the ochel. What, there's no ochel, there's no psolas. They're both good. You even want them both, and so maybe that's not bora. That's the prima gadim's shaila. To which the Bir Halacha says, "Well, ani as daiti near a pashut, milashin a Rambam the sfirle the habrera, mashaborer min echem echavero." To me, it's pashut from the Rambam that this is usher as well. This is part of the chi of a borer, because the borer is mashaborer min echad, one type of food from another. Vayideze hu kol min b'fnei or have a kol min b'fnei asva. The malacha is the fact that you've separated, you've sorted them out, you've sorted out this min from that min. Ella, de'im daitu lechol tekef. If you plan on eating one of them right away, v'hu b'yado and use your hand, v'hu derech maichol, that you take the one you want for the one you don't, then it's mutter. But otherwise, it's usser. V'imkein kavul chomer davar ma'hecha shinich min echad al mekomo she'ech shein breira. Madoch, even if you just leave one there. You take out one from the other, and you leave one there. It's called Breira. So the Bir Halacha says it's Pashut, that even if you have they're both food, that it's considered Bara. And certainly, if there are two types of food, and one you don't even want. We want one, like I said before, by the peppers. I want the cucumbers and the tomatoes, and I don't want the peppers. So that's pasha, that if the peppers is considered psoilus. The Tosfos says this also in Daf Ayin Dal in Shabbos, that the food that I don't want gets a shame psoilus. That's called psoilus. Psoilus is a relative term. It doesn't have to be something that's garbage or something that's, you know, unedible. It could be something that's perfectly good, perfectly edible, and for some people it might even be the preferred thing. But I'm the one being borrowed. I'm being borrowed for myself, or I'm being borrowed for another person who doesn't want that min. They don't want the peppers. They dafka want the other things. So if I take the peppers out of their portion of salad, then that's for sure borrowed. But not only that, says the Mishnah Berurah, if I have a salad, I have a cucumber tomato salad, and I want to separate them. I want them both. I want to eat them later, but I don't want to eat cucumbers and tomatoes. I want to eat a bowl of cucumbers and a bowl of tomatoes, and I separate them to be able to eat them later separately. That's, he says to him, it's pashut that's bora mamish. That's as much an issur the rice of bora as anything else. I'm sorry?
What was the reason why that was?
Because since it's for la'achar zman, the malacha of bora is just the fact that you have sorted out. You've sorted out two things. You specifically removed every piece of tomato from this mixture, or from this from amongst the pickles, and I have the pickles separate and the tomato separate. I like them both, but I'm not eating either one. I'm not eating that. If I'm eating the one now and I take that one out, that's fine. But I'm not eating either one now. I'm just sorting. I'm sorting them out and making now I have a bowl of pickles and a bowl of tomatoes. So he says that's bar mamish. He says mucha that way in the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch goes with that shita, the shita of the Rambam. Okay, so continues the Mishnah Berurah. Ve'enu mutter livrar. It's only mutter to be borer ki im ba'ofen sheyizar b'chala gimel afanim. Only if you're careful about all three details. The hainu sheyivar ha'ochel min apsoilas. Take the good from the bad. Ve'gam shabreira ye biyado. Use your hand. V'lo b'keli. Ve'gam sheyadaito lechol miyad. And that you want to eat it, you want to consume it right away. Sha'azlav derech brewi. El derech achile. He says these are the main rules, and all the details will be explained going ahead, moving ahead. Okay, so let me just leave you with one child about, when we say it has to be for immediate use. So, what's immediate use? For example, let's say I want to, I'm serving, I'm having guests over later at 5 o'clock. It's 1 o'clock now, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We just finished the Suda, and I'm having guests come at 5 p.m. for a shir, and I want to put out some cake. So I want to cut up the cake now, right? That's fine. Cutting up cake is not boring, right? I want to cut up the cake at 1 o'clock. But the knife I need to cut the cake is in a taruva. So all my silverware is in a big jumble in the drawer. And to get the knife, I have to be borer. I have to pick the good from the bad. So I'm taking the knife out from the, and I'm using it right away. But I'm using it to cut the cake because I want to eat the cake later. So is that called la'alta? I'm using the knife right now, right? I'd like to use the knife right now. I'm cut the cake at 1 o'clock, but I don't need the cake till 5 o'clock. So is that, I mean, being borer for la? Is that called being borer for la'alta? Being borrowed for right now, or is that called, no, I'm being borrowed for later? You're the toelis, the usage, the ultimate usage of, or the ultimate purpose of the knife is for the 5 o'clock shear in my house when I'm going to put out a plate of cake, and it's now it's only 1 o'clock. Or do we say, no, it doesn't make a difference when I'm going to serve the cake? The knife I need to cut the cake, and that I'm doing right now. Once I cut the cake, the knife could disappear. The knife is finished. Its task is finished. So I'm using the knife right now and fine. Or no.
So if one had a cake and cut the cake and then forgot about eating the cake and then time went on, like, oh, if I ate the cake, did it remember?
Well, if you did, if you forget, if you picked out your cucumbers about to eat them, and then someone knocks on your door and you talk to your friend Shmuz for an hour, you know, and then you eat, so you're not supposed to do that. It says, Doc, you're not supposed to change your mind later. You're supposed to try to make a point, yes, and eat them. But if you forgot, you forgot. But here the point is, I know I don't need the toelis of the knife is not till 5 o'clock. I want to cut the cake now, but the cake is for later. Right, so, okay, so is that...
Okay.
All right, let's think about it. Maybe we'll... Okay.